Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Lead to Rome. Welcome to TC Live on week two of the Italian Open. The world's finest tennis gladiators wrapping up another day of battle in the shadows of the Colosseum. Here's what's coming up on the big show. Top seed Novak Djokovic was hitting the legs, but struck back where it mattered most to set up a spectacular quarterfinal showdown. Plus, Big Foe with an even larger test. After the rain-suspended play, would the American finish with a sunny disposition in Rome? And two-time defending champ Iga Swiatek continuing to make the Italian capital her personal playground. What she did to join the likes of Serena and Chrissy, we'll tell you all about it. Come on in. Welcome to TC Live. Great to have you here with us. Steve Weissman, Olympic gold medalist Monica Puig back in the house, and the Hall of Famer Andy Roddick, as always, on the big screen. A busy day in Rome, a long day past midnight in the Italian capital. How about Stefano Tsitsipas, a match and a half, two matches, and gets it done?
I mean, he has to be feeling pretty good about it. And I was even asking you, does he even go out and practice today? Because it essentially is already today in Rome. I mean,
what do you think, Roddick?
Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, he's played five setters before, so he played less than that, but got a little bit of a break during the day. You hope that he can get some sleep. Recover. That's the stressful part, right, is making sure that you get that recovery. I think to Monica's point, though, if he does go out and hit, it's not one of those sessions where you're working on a million things. It's let's get some sweat, let's get some lactic acid out of the body, and let's make sure we're ready for the next one.
All right, let's get straight to the highlights today. We had Novak Djokovic in action, the defending champ, looking to reach the quarterfinals in Rome. Forget this. The 17th straight year, nearly two decades, facing Cam Norrie, Andy, and this one had a little aggro.
I mean, listen, the matchup was kind of what we said as far as balls and strikes yesterday on the show, Steve, but there were some fireworks between the lines and with some looks and some hits and some all sorts of stuff going on. It looked pretty benign at this point, kind of as you thought. Norrie not able to penetrate with that backhand cross to Novak's forehand. Novak switching directions, finding the pattern that he likes. And so Norrie thought, hey, you know what? I might as well try something a little bit different. And the little bit different happened to be hitting Novak in the back as he was walking away. Novak looked at him and said, bro, come on now. Can't do that to me. I've won 22 slams. I think that's what he just said right there on the switch over there. Steve, but listen, if Novak was getting what he wanted in the rallies, even if he wasn't getting what he wanted on a personal level from Cam Norrie, Cam Norrie trying to ice the kicker before he serves it out at 6-3, 5-4. Listen, I don't know if that was accidental or not. I think it was the first trainer I've ever seen Cam Norrie call. But a little bit of a frosty handshake. Norrie was in it. He wanted some words, I'll tell you that much.
Djokovic, speaking about those antics after the match.
He was doing all the things that were allowed. He's allowed to take a medical timeout. He's allowed to hit the player. He's allowed to say, come on, in the face, you know, more or less every single point. Those are the things that we players know that in the locker room it's not a fair play. It's not how we, you know, treat each other. But again, it's allowed. So I don't understand this kind of attitude on the court, to be honest. But it is what it is. You know, he brought the fire, and I responded to that. You know, I'm not going to allow someone behaving like this and just, you know, bending my head. So I'm going to respond to that. But that's all it is. You know, what happens on the court, we leave it on the court and we move on.
Handled it perfectly by winning the match. Norrie not breaking any actual rules, Monica, but Djokovic says it's not fair play. What do you think?
I mean, I'm really impressed with the way he handled that press conference. He spoke about what Norrie did in a very mature way, a very correct way, but obviously he's definitely not happy about it. If it were me, I wouldn't go about hitting my opponent with an overhead that, you know, what has been discussed is he had the whole court. Obviously, that just made Djokovic go that extra level of focus, that extra level of fire, and says, hey, you're not going to screw with me here on the court. I'm the boss. I'm in charge, and I'm going to show you.
What did you make of what Norrie did, Andy? Is it fair play or not?
Yeah, it's fair play. Listen, Norrie has every right to do what it wants, and Novak has every right to not like it. You know, that's kind of the thing. It wasn't breaking any rules. I've gotten in trouble for criticizing people taking medical timeouts a little too often, which made you wonder. And I know Novak said he looked at the replay and said maybe Norrie didn't see him with his back turned or whatever. And so I know Novak understands hitting a ball where you're not supposed to, you know, sometimes. So listen, this is what it doesn't matter. Like, Norrie can do what he wants. Novak cannot like it. And we wash our hands. We move on. Novak got the win. And it's over, you know. Or he just stay mad about it, which makes no sense at all. But he didn't break any rules. He was obviously trying to do something because he was not winning with the patterns that were being played on the court. So he tried to change the dynamic of the match a little bit. Novak is just way too experienced. He's seen it too many times. But, like, listen, you're gonna blame a guy for trying. You don't have to like it, but he was trying something.
Absolutely. Listen, our guy Marty Fish tweeted in his list of top five guys that would hit you in the face with an overhead. He's got Lendl. He's got Connors and Roddick. Andy, number three ahead of Nenad Zimonjic and that jerk, James Blake. We know James is the man. But, Andy, number three on the list?
What did you do? I mean, Andy,
I don't know. I probably hit Marty before, but here's you want to know, like, real time what I'm thinking is obviously Norrie is trying to cause some sort of upset and emotion with Novak, and what's going to happen to what I'm about to say is it's going to get cut and pasted, and so they're only going to hear this next part. Steve, is like, if you're going to try to hit someone and if you're going to change the dynamic, don't hit them in the back of the foot. Right. They, like if you're going to actually change something, then you go after someone and you try to make it a point. You try to make it count. Hitting 170, you know, a 74 mile an hour roller at someone's heel, I think it's all a bit exaggerated. I think if he wanted to actually prove a point, he was going after him with malice. He probably would have hit him, you know, in the back.
Plus in doubles. I mean, don't you try and aim at the net player all the time? You have those overheads. You have the putaways. You always try and go for the net person because you know you're not going to get a response. So...
Listen, it's all fair play on the WTA. Who would be your Marty Fish list?
I mean, I can just think of one player that I would know who would go for you 100% of the time, and that's Ostapenko. I mean, she's had some pretty questionable things happen while she's on court, and she's just relentless. You know, she'll just go for it. I mean,
we need to also understand it's not like we're taking a hockey puck. It's a fuzzy yellow ball that's
true.
Being hit hard. It'll leave a mark. It's never going to break any skin. We'll all be fine.
At least it's not a baseball being thrown at 108 miles an hour.
Although when erotic
no
serves 140 mile an hour tennis ball,
I would not want to be on the receiving end of that. That's for sure.
Number three on Marty Fish list. Wow. All right. Did not know that was going to be in the show today. How about Big Foe? Three men's matches suspended by rain yesterday. Tiafoe and Lorenzo Musetti. This is the second straight rain-delayed match for the American. On Monday, Tiafoe threw in some underarm serves. He took that first set. But then Musetti fought back to force a third set. The Italian crowd was in force in this match late at night. And that's when the rain came pouring down. And despite the other main court stopping play, the chair umpire made them continue. Tiafoe was not pleased. Dismayed tones. He went down a break, 2-1 in the third when they finally stopped play. So after a good night's rest, they would resume today, Monica, and Musetti came out serving extremely well.
I mean, I completely understand Francis's point. This isn't the first time that it happened here in Rome. The same kind of situation happened against Altmaier. I mean, I understand why he's upset. We could even hear it through the speakers. The rain was coming down really hard. Francis, throughout this whole tournament, mentally, I haven't really seen him comfortable. I've seen him more aggravated than I'm used to seeing Francis. And in turn, mentally not being all that there has affected his play in some way, shape, or form. And obviously, when you're playing against the Italian crowd, it's not going to be fun. So in general, I feel for him, but Musetti got through in three tough sets and was able to put all of those distractions past him. But, I mean, I completely understand his anger.
Another fun handshake. We're just here for the handshake. So, Musetti would have another match later in the night. The one we just saw against Stefano Tsitsipas, the Greek star, won a rain-delayed match, Andy, against Lorenzo Sonego. This rematch of the Barcelona semis that went three sets.
Hey, listen, Steve, I know it's been raining a lot in Rome. It's about to start snowing with all these frosty handshakes, I'll tell you that much. We've got to put a dome on one of these courts, but Steph started off great. Was able to sneak. Said he played a terrible game down at 6-5 there, made a bunch of errors, had a chance, was up early, was up a break in the second set, was up break points to make a double break, but credit for Steph for kind of sticking in there. He played better on the bigger points tonight. It's exactly what he didn't do against our boy Struffi, and he's going on. Listen, well-deserved rest. He should get some great sleep tonight. Take it easy tomorrow, like Monica Puig suggested.
Yeah, maybe no practice tomorrow. We'll see. It's today in Rome. That's right. Iga Swiatek looking to win her 14th straight in Rome. Opened up a bakery in the city. Three bagels and four sets, Monica, taking on Donna Vekic.
I mean, what really surprises me about Swiatek still to this day is just how explosive she is with her footwork. That is what leads her to bulldoze her opponent. She's so quick with her feet, is able to take advantage of every kind of thing that her opponent throws at her, whether it's short balls, whether it's drop shots, which Donna Vekic did a great job of today. I wish she would have done it a little bit more. But then again, Iga Swiatek does not let you play. It's nothing like what we saw the 37-match win streak from last year, but I have to say she's showing some pretty good tennis going into her title defense at Roland Garros. And Vekic playing some really good tennis this season, but Iga unbothered.
She really was. Joined Serena, Chrissy, Sabatini, Sharapova, and Conchita Martinez as the only players to win 14 or more straight matches in Rome. Andy, she's now won 24 straight sets in Rome. This dates back to 2021. She won that match, lost a set back then. But what's impressed you the most of what you've seen from Swiatek in three matches?
Yeah, listen, this surface fits her as opposed to, you know, winning the tournament indoors and then winning in Madrid or losing the finals in Madrid. Those were clay courts, but they weren't perfect for her, right? This is a great clay court for her, more similar to Roland Garros. She's able to get time on every ball. Her footwork, like Monica said, is just fantastic. I could watch it all day, especially on those dead balls, all those little steps she gets to prepare, and she just smothers you. She gets on you with that backhand return. That is a shot that has improved so much in the last couple of years. She takes the racket out of your hand from the first ball, and then it's like pick your poison. And also the fluency with which she slides to both sides. She can, you know, you have to play it 3 feet wider on the forehand side, 3 feet wider on the backhand side. And if you miss your mark, then she takes control of the situation and you're the one that's on roller skates and doesn't really have complete control of your movement. She is so good on this court, Steve.
We'll have a full preview of her match against Elena Rybakina later on TC Live. But first, quick thoughts on the reigning Roland Garros champ taking on the reigning Wimbledon champ for the third time this year. And Rybakina won the first two.
I think it's going to be a really interesting matchup. Obviously, Rybakina is a very tall player. When we think of tall players, we think, oh, they don't really know how to move. But Rybakina is one of those players that she doesn't look to be off balance many times when she is playing on the court. And she has those really solid, flat ground strokes. There's times there where she has like a lull in her consistency throughout a match, and she can throw in a couple of errors, but she gets back to it quick. And I think a lot of that is due to her mindset. You don't know if she's winning. You don't know if she's losing. She's like stone-faced out there. Even when she won Wimbledon, it was like a fist bump. Let me go and give you the handshake and then just walk off the court. I would be in tears. But, you know, I think that's what makes her so dangerous is that mentally she's always there. She's in her own little bubble. She functions really well like that. So I think Swiatek is going to have her hands full if Rybakina is able to maintain a good, consistent level of tennis. But again, Iga is just playing really well.
First pro match on clay. They did meet in a grade A junior final back in the day, 2017 in Milan. Rybakina won that one on clay. So maybe a little confidence there as well. Much more still to come here on TC Live. Aryna Sabalenka out of Rome, but could she miss another major? The world number two with an ominous update on her Wimbledon status. You don't want to miss it.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
I love Tennis Channel. I have the subscription. I always watch Tennis Channel, so it's one of my favorite platforms, to be honest. I love the people that comments the matches. I think they do it so well and so fun, and yeah, it's amazing always to be part of this amazing team. Congrats, and I hope you're here for many, many years and we can share a lot of things.
We love having you, Paola. Highlights of her big win in Rome later on the show. But first, our FanDuel match preview, taking a look at the results from yesterday. Borna Coric got the win over the upset king, Fabian Marjan, 3-6, 6-4, 6-3. So let's take a look at the FanDuel pick for Wednesday. And we've got an upset. Francisco Cerúndolo over Casper Ruud. Bet $100 to win 110. Ruud, a two-time Rome semifinalist, but Cerúndolo now 3-2 against top 10 players this year, coming off a win against Yannick Sinner. Right now, FanDuel giving all new users 10 times your first bet and bonus bets up to $200, win or lose. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and start making every moment more. Straight ahead here on TC Live, we've got the very latest on Emma Raducanu. When could we see the U.S. Open champ back on court? Stay with us. Andy, Monica, Steve back on TC Live. The Grand Slam excitement from the red clay in Paris almost here. Can Iga Swiatek defend her title? Get her third big trophy in Paris. Tennis Channel once again proud to bring you daily live coverage of Roland Garros. It all begins Sunday, May 28th, with a TC Live preview show on Saturday, the 27th. For the last women's quarterfinal spot in Rome on the line between our good friend Paola Badosa and Karolina Muchová, Monica. This one would last more than 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good to see both players playing at such a solid level. Muchová struggling with some injuries. We've seen her at the top of the game in the top 20. And Badosa as well, number two in the world, is coming back. And what I really like about Badosa right now, and what I'm really seeing about her, is mentally just how tough she is staying. We know that Muchová served for this at 5-4, ends up winning the second set, but Badosa just stays there steady. We know that mentally that has been one of the hurdles that she's constantly faced. She's a player that hits the ball incredibly hard. She serves well. She moves very well. But mentally, that's the thing that's been lacking the most. And lately, finding a lot of clarity in her game. She ended the season last year at number 13, was 35 coming into Rome, and now with these wins, going to be 28, getting her a seeded spot in Roland Garros, which is incredibly important.
And she'll get Yelena Ostapenko in the final eight. How about Veronika Kudermetova? Lost to NC State freshman Diana Schneider in Charleston, and said that moment changed everything. Now looking to match her semifinal showing in Madrid against Zhang Qinwen.
Yeah, Zhang was playing extremely well. She was one of the people who took a set off Iga Swiatek in Roland Garros last year, so definitely a tough opponent, but Kudermetova is even tougher. Moves really well around the court, has some really great hands, has had great success in doubles as well. Made the quarterfinals at the French, so she really likes playing on this surface. Is one of those steady players, plays very consistently, does not give you a lot of free points, and she really makes you work for it. And Kudermetova mentally also, she's just a wall. I've played against her. It's really, really tough to play against somebody who usually is so consistent and does not give you any points for free.
Becoming a clay queen, 11 aces, eighth win in her last 9 matches. On the men's side, Alexander Zverev finished a win over J.J. Wolf to set up his 15th meeting with Daniil Medvedev. And Andy, this one has been a spicy matchup over the years.
Yeah, upset of the day. Not because Zverev won the match, just because it wasn't the frostiest handshake, which we'll see here in a little bit. But Medvedev getting out of the gates really well. It's moving as I've ever seen it move on the clay. Sliding into the forehand for a change, has this kind of cross-step backhand is able to still keep the ball low, actually coming in a little bit more than he does on a hard court because he has to, playing the soft two-handed backhand dropper up the line at big moments. I think we're going to see one about not that one yet, Steve. Still waiting. Right, there it is. Lays one down in the breaker to bring him to triple match point. Is able to eventually close Zverev out. He has liked this matchup. I think he's won 7 out of their last 8 or something ridiculous like that. But Medvedev looks really, really good. Not for Medvedev on the clay, but just on the clay in general. Look at them. They're happy. They're friends. We're best friends, Steve.
That's wild. I mean, of all the handshakes, and that's the nice one. Medvedev moving into the quarterfinals. Here, speaking of upsets, Annie, how about Jannik Sinner, Francisco Cerundolo? Cerundolo dropped the first set for the 3rd straight match, but the comeback would be on.
I mean, it'd be much easier for him if he just won the first set, Steve. It seems straightforward, but not with Sinner striking the ball like he did in that first set. Cerundolo wasn't able to really go through. Missed a little bit more, and you see Sinner going, listen, hey, I'm from here. Cheer for me. Cerundolo breaks the momentum early in the second set. It's so big when you can kind of flip that momentum, moved around the court beautifully, was able to open up spots. It felt like he was hitting winners by 4 or 5 feet. There was some sort of pattern, and then he clocked that forehand. He was 77 feet behind the baseline, and Sinner didn't even move for that one, Steve. And then he's able to close it out right here, rolled in the 3rd set, beating Sinner 2-2 in the last 2 sets. That's some serious tennis, Weitzman.
It certainly is. Played his college tennis at South Carolina, now into his 3rd Masters quarterfinal, first one on clay. Some other scores in Rome. Former USC star Yannick Hampfmann into his 1st Masters quarterfinal, upset Andrei Rublev. 2nd top 10 win in Rome, beat Taylor Fritz in the 2nd round. This is a guy who once played number 5 singles at SC. And there he is into the final 8 in Rome. Time to enter the social net. Aryna Sabalenka answering questions on her Instagram, and she said she still hasn't had her visa approved for Wimbledon. Are we worried, Andy? How long does something like this take?
I don't know. I don't know how long something like this takes, but yeah, I'd be worried if I didn't get the chance to play Wimbledon because of paperwork this year, especially after having missed it last year. Yeah, I'd be absolutely worried.
Monica, what do you think?
I mean, I'm pretty much just going to agree with what Andy said. I mean, that to me, it wouldn't feel fair at all. I mean, I can understand her despair at this point, but I mean, she has to focus on the task at hand, and that is Roland Garros, and leave her team to deal with the logistics, and hopefully they can find a way to turn it around.
Emma Raducanu sharing a photo of herself following her 3rd surgery over the past couple months. 2 wrists and an ankle. Looks in good spirits. Monica, what would you have to say to her? I know you've been through many surgeries yourself.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can say is patience, patience, patience. And, you know, don't come back until you're absolutely ready. And, you know, she's super young. She has a lot of time. Time is on her side. You know, just enjoy the little break. Don't focus on tennis too much. Just, you know, kind of unwind, relax.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of felt like she was due for a hard reset, and you don't want it to come in the form of an injury. But it's been a long year and a half in many, many ways, on the court, off the court, with the pressure of kind of overnight superstardom. I know that this is not what you want to ever look like when you're a professional athlete, but I actually think this will serve her well if she takes her time, like Monica was saying, coming back and not feel pressure to rush back too soon.
Yeah, wish Emma all the best on her recovery. Now, yesterday, Andy Murray put out this tweet. We showed it to you on his birthday. If I don't get a cake of equal size, if not slightly bigger than what Carlos Alcaraz got in Madrid, I'm going to be absolutely bleeping furious. Well, Murray is in Bordeaux for a challenger. Yesterday, talk about cake envy, Andy. That's the tiniest sweet treat I've ever seen.
Oh, that's offensive. That makes Sabalenka's cake from Madrid. That pitiful little cake they gave Sabalenka in Madrid. That's like a cupcake. That's not even a cake, Steve. That's a cupcake.
Like a mini cupcake, Monica.
Let them eat cake. I get cake. You get cake. We all get cake. Just not Andy Murray's cake because there's not enough to go around.
Cake. By the way, they're in Bordeaux. Why are you not just like giving them a nice bottle of wine,
right?
And calling it a day?
Wine tasting at least.
I just like to love this challenge, this French challenger tour that Murray seems to be on right now.
He's taking on Wawrinka, 1st round, tomorrow. I cannot wait for that. We'll have the highlights on TC Live, which, by the way, comes your way tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern. The day session, 7 a.m. Eastern. and encore coverage all night long. We will break down some big matches when TC Live returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, hot shot of the day, Tom, Andy Roddick. We go back to the Sinner Cerundolo showdown.
Early days in this match, and Cerundolo gave up a break. He said, listen, how is anyone going to remember me? How am I going to beat Sinner if he's pulling off shots like this from the corner? You know I like a highlight when it actually matters, Steve, on a point that is actually played fully by both players.
And you know what
That's
I like?
Joke.
The loser of the match getting the hot shot. We all win, right? We all win. Featured matches coming up on a Wednesday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern. Novak Djokovic, Holger Rune, Paula Badosa against Ostapenko. Casper Ruud, sneaky. He's moving on, taking on Cerundolo, and then Iga Swiatek against Rybakina. Which one will they choose to preview? Let's head back to Rome. Join Danny and Prakash.
Thanks, Steve. Back at our FanDuel desk. P, this one's going to be a good one. A third meeting between Novak Djokovic and Holger Rune. Going to be a spicy one out there as well. Curious who you think's going to win it, and who is the crowd going to be supporting?
I think a tough one to pick. I mean, Holger's coming in with a ton of confidence. He sat right here. I asked him, I said, Lynn, you're taking out a six-time Rome champ. He's like, wasn't he a six-time champ in Paris when I took him out over there? So I think he's coming in feeling as good as he can. It's going to be Novak's sharpest test thus far, but Novak has really improved each match. So you're probably leaning towards Novak being the favorite here. Tough one to pick. The crowd is going to go for whoever's down at the moment, I think. You know, try to pull for a three-setter.
They're going to want more tennis, and don't think I didn't notice. He didn't pick a winner. But you know what? It's going to be a great match, and it's hard to
put
call. So looking forward to all the action
over here
like on Wednesday.
Toasted buns over here.
So many stars in this matchup. Monica and I had to go with the shades. You've been waiting for this for a while, right?
Yeah, this is my moment. This is my moment. Prakash, it is on. Taylor Townsend, you know, I feel like Steve and I were unmatched.
You like the Blues Brothers. And to be fair, Monica, Steve did send me the text and said, get a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was Three's Company. What are you doing?
We should never wear sunglasses indoors because it's just kind of obnoxious. And two, I'm in like my office in my basement. I didn't even realize I got on air. There was a match. I was looking at highlights. Please accept my apologies. I'll be Cam Nori. You be Novak.
No, the drama is going to continue here. I'm going to give you one of like those icy high fives and, you know, we'll call it a day.
through the screen high five. All right. Listen. We've got a big-time matchup. And speaking of Prakash, he interviewed Holger Rune, and he was like, hey, when you beat him in Paris, he was a six-time champ there in Paris. And Rune shot right back at him and said, he's a six-time champ here in Rome, right? So it's the same sort of situation. Do you like the confidence from the youngster?
I mean, I have been seeing this for a really long time. He is just very feisty, very spicy, like Danny was saying. He's just feeling himself at the moment. He's still super young. He's got that swagger. I mean, he has the tennis, obviously, to pull off an upset anywhere. He's really playing some incredible tennis, and a lot of that is due to how hard he works. I've seen him work. I know that Patrick is gearing him in the right direction as far as his tennis goes. So, I mean, it's anybody's game.
Andy, they played a couple times before, but we've only seen it on the hard court. How's Clay going to affect this matchup?
Hey, listen, I like this attitude. I used to have a friend that said, if I don't believe in me, then who will? Holger Rune is not scared of the challenge. He's going to go in. I like this kid because he's not scared to get punched in the mouth and get up off the tarp, right? He's not worried about what anyone's thinking. He works hard. He goes out there and plays hard. He's going to go into this match to try to win. I like Novak in this matchup. I've liked him since the beginning of the week. I think he's going to find his stride pretty quickly. He's getting better and better. Today was the first clean match that he's played, right? He's gotten through the tough moments. He's kind of been hit or miss. Today was a clean match start to finish with Cam Nori. And I promise you, Novak hasn't forgotten about Bercy either.
Yeah, we'll see if Rune pulls out some antics as well. Future's so bright, Andy. Future's so bright. We just got to
Got to throw the shades. That's right. You can use the hand shades.
All right, precaution, Danny. You know what's up. Monica's bringing it. We'll be back for more TC Live. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on the show. The action from Rome continues next.